Hey, this is Rabbi Brian. I'm glad you're listening. There is background music, but I've gotten a few requests to lower it. Yeah, you can still hear it. But it's there. Thank you guys for emailing me and letting me know. Glad to do what I can. Today's topic is called Plus an Ass Kicking. Plus an Ass Kicking. What the heck does that mean? So, I've come to notice this thing that we all do, where we have done something wrong, and then we add an ass kicking to the problem. We add kicking our own ass to the problem. And my stance is, we don't need to do that. There's no need to add an ass kicking to whatever you're doing wrong. Let me give some examples. One, my dear friend Larry, you know I've spoken of him. He sends some of the 77% weeklies out, have his name on it. He committed an offense, egregious, no. It was, you know, slightly worse than not saying bless you when somebody sneezed, but the person was offended, right? And Larry apologized. But Larry could not forgive himself. He couldn't, you know, say, wow, I apologize. Because it was, you know, so contrary to Larry's self-image of somebody who would always say, bless you when someone sneezes. And Larry didn't. And so he was holding on to this guilt, this terrible guilt. This is where plus an ass kicking comes in, right? He had made a mistake. He had apologized for it, you know, and I'm sure he's not going to do it again, at least intentionally. But he kept adding the ass kicking to it, and we have to stop doing that. It's like when we realize that we are doing something that's not good for us, we try to stop doing that, and then we beat ourselves up when we quote sin and do it again. This is a problem. Kicking our own ass on top of our problems is one more ass kicking we don't need. Right? You understand what I'm talking about? All right, so think in your own life of something that you are adding an ass-kicking for. Right? Think of one thing that you're doing in your life where you don't need to kick your own ass for that anymore. You've done enough. You've done your penance, if I can use such a strong word. This is that wonderful religious concept of forgiveness. Forgiveness of letting it go. Holding it's easier, a dear pastor friend told me once, it's easier to feel guilty than to feel forgiven. Forgive yourself. Stop kicking your own ass. With lots of love, I'm Rabbi Brian.